Hello everyone, this is Chris Ogle, and just reporting in on my six pack in 6 months, 6P 6M program, and I've just done session 17 in week 4, which today was workout number 2. I'm doing each of these twice this week, and it was going all right, to be honest, until I got to the last exercise, which was simple but difficult. So I'll just run through what I've done. Low down seated rows. This basically means you're almost laying horizontal, hanging on to a couple of straps that are affixed to a door. So you're basically pulling your whole body weight up. And you're just pulling them up like you're rowing, so you pull your whole body up, which has got to be straight, so that your arms kind of touch your chest, and then you just let yourself down, and then you do it again. Six of them, lifting your whole body weight, and that's six times. So that's quite tough, really. Anyway, did that. Then the next ones are, well, mine calls them Y2Is. So basically you're leaning forward and you're stretching your arms above your head, leaning, you know, like on this TRX, you're sort of like leaning forward away from the door. So your arms go up like a Y, and then you push them down, and then you let them go up again, leaning forward into a I shape, so you're horizontal. Hanging on to these things in front of you, and then you'd push yourself down again. A bit difficult to describe, I'll have to do a video of that. But anyway, 18 of them times 2. Then inverted bicep curls, which is essentially difficult. And then reverse bicep curls, which is essentially, instead of pulling yourself up with your palms towards you, you do it the other way around, so they're away from you, which is essentially using your forearm muscles, which aren't as strong as your biceps. So that's 10 sets, 10 of each of them times 3. Then lower back extensions, which is essentially laying on your front and then lifting your legs off the ground and your shoulders off the ground, 10 of them times 3. And that sounds all fairly straightforward, doesn't it, really? Then you get on to the cardiovascular, which was 3 minutes each, right? 3 sets of 3 minutes, that's 9 minutes, right? And then what you do 20 seconds running on the spot, followed by 10 seconds of sprinting on the spot. Now, that doesn't sound very hard, but I tell you what, does that get you going? 20 seconds and 10 seconds hard, and that 20 seconds where you're just jogging on the spot seems to disappear in an instant, and then your 10 seconds where you're running like fury seems to last forever. And you do like 6 of them sprinting sessions in each one. So that's 3 minutes. You do 2 each minute. So that's 6 in each session. You've got these 3 sets. Well, I tell you what, you don't need to have the heating on, because I'm sitting here, no heating on. No heating on this year yet. And I'm boiling. And once I've had a bath, there'd be no heating on tonight, I tell you. There's no way, Jose. But then again, I am on my own. I do recognise there are people out there with children. Yeah, doing this exercise certainly cuts your fuel bills. Anyway, that's it. This is going to go up. I'll put a little post up with it. And that's it. So that's session 17. Yeah, down and out. Feeling good. Catch you again soon. Bye now.